The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeh V'Hayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Kuf Ayin Dalet. We begin today's daf on Kuf Ayin Gimel Amud Bet. We are going to start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines from the bottom. Quote from the Mishnah. Again, we're learning the laws of Arev, the laws of guarantors of loans. V'im amar al menat she'param mishirtze. Then we learned in the Mishnah, you can't go to the Arev first. You have to go to the Loveh. The Loveh doesn't have, then you go to the Arev. But if they stipulated from the beginning that I can go to whoever I want, then the Mishnah said he can go to the Arev first. Amar Rabba 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 Hana, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Lo Shanu Ela She'en Nechasim LaLoveh, that the Loveh doesn't have any karka. Aval Yesh Nechasim LaLoveh Lo Yipare Min Arev. But if he has it, you can't, even when you stipulated, you can't go to the Arev. Go get the karka that was already earmarked for that. Rabbi Gamliel says, "V'hamid diktani sefa." The sefa, the Mishnah said, "Rabban Shimon Gamliel megi yesh nechasim lalove lo yipara min arev." That's the Rabban Shimon Gamliel shita. Mechlal that what the Tarekam asavat lo shena hachi v'lo shena hachi. It's mashma that according to Tanakama, there's no difference. Doesn't matter if the love has nechasim or not. Bechol ofan the malve can go to the arev tehila. So Gemara says, Hasure Mehsera Vahi Ketan. So now we're going to get the real interpretation of the Mishnah. Based on the Hasure Mehsera, the Mishnah was missing some words. Hamalve et havero al yede arev. So the guy lent money to his friend with an arev. Lo yipara mena arev. You cannot go to the arev first. You got to go to the love first. Ve'im amar al menachi para memishir. But if he made that stipulation, I want to go to whoever I want. So then already yipara min arev. Then he can go to the arev first. When is that said? B'she'en nechasim l'love. That's only talking about when there's no nechasim. Aval yesh nechasim l'love lo yipara min arev. So that's the regular deen. No stipulation. You got to go straight to the love. You can't go straight to the arev. You got to go to the love. Yes, stipulation also b'zeheduk. If the love has karka, you go to the love. No karka, then you go to the arev. Kablan arev is a stronger type of arev. That's an arev that accepts it with more. That's a guarantor that really guarantees it. It's called the avla arev kablan. So if he's that alpha pishyish nechasim love, you put him in a kablan. Because since he accepted upon himself a great guarantor, even if the love has money, he's able to go to the to the Arif Kablan to get it, even though there was no Tanai. So Arif Kablan is, yeah, Arif Kablan, that's the strong, he's on the hook no matter what. That's it. Guy's got to go to the Arif Kablan, even though he's Karka. Doesn't matter. Even though there was no Tanai. Doesn't matter. It's like he accepted it upon himself, and that's it. That's the Tanakama. The Ban Shimon Megamliel Omer, Im Yesh Nechasim Lalove. If the loveh has nechasim, echad ze ve'echad ze lo yipara mehem. So if the loveh has nechasim, then whether you're a regular arev or whether you're arev kablan, you cannot go to the arev first. So the bank doesn't make the haluk between arev kablan. He says whether he's arev kablan or he's a regular arev, if the loveh has nechasim, you gotta go to him first. So what's the machloket over here? Let's look at the top. Chesed Hashbam. Rabban Shimon Gamliel omer im yesh nechasim lalove echad arev v'echad kablan. Doesn't matter. Lo yipara ela min alove. Okay, so where they arguing? One case they're arguing is on the kablan. Tanakama says by arev kablan, that you go straight to him no matter what. And Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel says, no, there's no difference between Kablan and this. You go straight to the, you got to go to the Lovei if he has Karka, if the Lovei has Karka. So the Mahlok is in Kablan, really, between Tanakama and Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. So he says over here, Ben Tanakama, Ben Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Afke Shetna Malveh, even though you made it tonight, Shiukal to take from whoever you want, Enu Yachol La'asot Ken El Kashen Loveh Nechasim. That's clear. When it's a regular regular Arev, you made the stipulation, everybody agrees you can only go to the Arev first if the Loveh does not have Nechasim. Kefi שאמר הבא ברחנה בשביל רוחנן תנקמה ורבן שמון גמליאל לא נחלקו אלא אם הגבלה זו נוגד גם כשר עליו קבלן that's the מחלוקות in them is עליו קבלן when there was no תנאי so תנקמה says no תנאי so you can't go to עליו קבלן and רבן שמון says no even no תנאי you're the opposite תנקמה says עליו קבלן is very strong you can go to him regardless and רבן שמון says no you still go to the Lobe first unless he doesn't have karka then you can go to him so that's the מחלוק אמר רבא רוחנה, אמר יוחנן, כל מקום ששנה רבן שמעון גמליאל במשנתנו, בברור, any time we have רבן שמעון גמליאל במשנה, הלכה כמותו, except חוץ מערב וסידון וראיה אחרונה. So ערב is one of this case over here. So therefore we don't possess, now סידון was a case of a get, that's what I said, 18, and ראיה אחרונה was a case of Sanhedrin. But the point is for our purposes we need in the case of ערב. That means even though normally we possess like רבן שמעון גמליאל במשנתנו, but בערב we don't. And therefore, we can hold that Arev Kablan, you go straight to the Arev Kablan, even if there's no stipulation, and there, you can go to him first. Okay? Very good. Comes Gemara and says, Amar of Huna. Okay, now we're going to get the terminologies. What makes the person, which language makes the person an Arev, and which makes the person Arev Kablan? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna, halvehu v'ani arev." The guarantor says, "Lend them the money and I guarantee." Or halvehu v'ani poraya, lend them and I'll pay. Halvehu v'ani hayav, lend them and I'm on the hook. Halvehu v'ani noten, and I'll give. Kulan lashon arbutin. These are all regular lashon arbut. However, if he says, "Not lashon halvehu," he says, "Ten lo, give it to him, v'ani kablan." Well, that's clear. Ten lo v'ani poraya. Ten lo v'ani hayav. Ten lo v'ani noten. Kulan lashon kablanut hen. What is the lashon ten? She says ten lo Rashbam. Masor hamamon biyado. V'ani if you give him the money and I'll pay. V'en kan lashon alba'ah. Ela shlichute dehai. It's like he made him a shaliyah. You give him and I'll pay him back. You give them, it's not like a loan. It's more than that. It's like the Arev is making a shaliyah. You give him the money, and I'll pay. So therefore, the kamar tenlo, the high the kamar tenlo avid malve. He's making himself the malve. Give him as if, it's like I'm giving, because I'm telling you to give. It's like I'm giving, so I'm the malve. So if I'm the malve, it comes to me straight. What is halvehu? It's a loan. I'm the guarantor. It's a regular arev. Arev kablan, ten lo. So therefore, really, you're my shaliach to give. So it's like I gave. So it's like I'm the malve. And if it comes back to me, it comes back to me. You don't have to go to the to the love.
So why would we even think to go to the love? We should go to the kablan right away.
We will. In this case, you will.
Oh.
By kablan. That, whatever the dinim of kablan are, it'll be this will be kablan. It'll be stronger dinim. Go to Tanakama. Go to first. No problem. Even without any stipulations, even if the love has karka, go to first. Then the Gemara says, "Ibayelu." Now we have this question in the Shonot. Halvehu v'ani kablan. So he's using two terminologies there. Oten lo v'ani arev.
Wow.
Used to know that. Ma'ay. Amar Yitzhak lashon arbut arbut. Lashon kablanut kablanut. If there's the word arbut in it, it's arbut. Kablanut, both, you don't need both sides to be kablan or arev. As long as one side is arev, it's arev. One side is kablan, it's kablan. רש"י שזה לשון ערבות ערבות, לא שינה כאמר הלווהו ולא שינה אמר כאמר תנדלס. Leave the הלווהו in the tendals. Once he uses the word ערבות or קבלן, that's what it is. רב חסדה says no. רב חסדה אמר כולן לשון קבלנות. It's all these לשונות above. All these לשונות are קבלנות. Bar הלווהו ואני ערב. Which means to be an ערב, you gotta have two languages. You have to have ריש וספר. You have to say הלווהו ואני ערב. Any other combination. You got a ten in there. You got a kablan in there. No. Doesn't matter. You got to go. You got to be two positives to make an adev.
All those other ones, hayav and all that other stuff.
Right.
Is going to be kablan.
Right. Because you didn't say alveu vani adev. You just said ani hayav.
Right.
So hayav can be going either way. So you got to have two lashonot. We have Rashi, Rashba, Amar, Rav Chasda, Amar. Yeah. Ve'afilu ten lo vani adev. In that case. Afilu ten lo vani adev. Afilu alveu vani poraya. Halveu v'ani hayav. Halveu v'ani notena. Doesn't matter. All those cases is considered kablan until you do halveu v'ani arev. Rabba Amar. Reverse. Kula lashon arbuten. Bar miten lo v'ani noten. He holds no adraba. To be a kablan, you gotta have a stronger language on both ways. You have to say ten lo v'ani noten. Which makes it totally a kabbalah. Rava Amar, kulan lashon arbuten, afilu helveu vani kablan. He said ani kablan. Ten lo vani poraya, ten lo vani hayav. The mash vani ifra b'shvilo im lo yiprahu. Doesn't matter. Still, you need ten lo vani noten. Okay. Bar kriminal shashbam. Bar mi ten lo vani noten. Vechot sheken ten lo vani kablan. God, if it's ten lo vani kablan, that's for sure. The kaima lankeraba dehu batra. And the Rashi comes along and says, and that's what we posek like. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Amar le mor bar amemor le Rav Asher. Hachi Amar Abba, ten lo v'ani noten. En malve al love kelu. Alright, this is a different shita here. This is a shita that says when you say ten lo v'ani noten, it's more than a kablan. It's en malve al love kelu. It's you can't go to the Loveh Bichlam. All these other shitot held, you can't go to the Loveh. If the Loveh, if he went to the Loveh, I guess he has claims against the Loveh. However, this shita says the Loveh is out of it. He says, "Amemor soveh shebeomro kach kibel arev alatzmo achrayut muchletet ve'en lemaveh shum tvi'a leloveh." הרי זה כאילו אמר הערב למלווה תן מעות עבורי לאדם אחר and I'll take care of it. He's the מלווה and that's it. The other שיטות כנראה there's still the לווה involved. Even though it's a קבלן, it's just who goes first. Who goes first? But מה שאיקן here, which means נתי נפקמינה. נפקמינה is even when the ערב pays, then they go back to the לווה. When the ערב pays the guarantee, he pays the debt. Then he goes back to the Loveh. He says, I paid your debt, and you owe me. In this case over here, he pays, he can go back to the Loveh and say, hey, I paid your debt. I'm going to do this. It's like you lent the money. So that'll be
the Kavlan, or if the Kavlan can't pay.
The Kavlan can't pay, then the Loveh. Can't go to the Loveh. Exactly. Where in the other case, he can. Where in the other case, he can. Dies, same thing. Okay, the Gemara says, Velahi. That's not so bad. לא מפטר לווה מיני דמלווה, the לווה is always on the hook, עד שיסה וייתן ביד. Unless the ערב himself took the money from the מלווה and gave it to the מלווה. Unless the gave it to the לווה. Yeah. He took the money himself and transferred it over. עד שיסה וייתן ביד. ממש, if he took it from the מלווה and gave it to the לווה, then we say, that's yours. The Arev is on the hook for everything and the Loveh is out. But as long as you just verbally, ten no, vani, ten, the Loveh is still on the hook. It's got to have to have an action that's coupled with it. Okay. Hahu dayana. Interesting case. De ahate le malveh de nekse de Loveh, mekamed de litpe'e de Loveh le Loveh. So a case like this. There was a judge. There was a case of a malveh. We lent money to the Loveh. And the judge came along, and when the Malveh said, I want to get paid. So the judge right away went down to the Loveh's assets and froze the assets and paid without even talking to the Loveh. So again, Ahu Dayana, Da'ahteh le-Malveh le-Nekseh le-Loveh. He brought the Malveh down to the Nekseh le-Loveh, Mekameh le-Loveh, before there was even a Tibiah, before there was even a claim. So Salker of Hanin Bered Rav Yeva. So Rav Hanin Bered Rav Yeva, he disbarred the rabbi. He took him off the bedin. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rava, man hakim li me'abad ki hay milta." He's a hakam for doing that, to taking him off. Why? He loved Rav Hanin Bered Rav Yeva. If it wasn't for Rav Yeva, he's such a smart rabbi for doing that. Why? Kasavad nixed de bar inash inun me'abim yate. Utnan amalvet habero al yedei arev lo yipara min arev vekayim alan lo yidba arev tehila. The money of the person is like the arev. And the rule is you can't go to the arev before you go to the loveh. So therefore we look at the guy's money like the arev.
The loveh's money?
Yeah, the loveh's money is like the guarantor. So you can't go to the guarantor before you go to the guy. Like we learned in the Mishnah. Lo yitba'inu ta'ila. That's a nice way of looking at it, which means my money is guaranteed. Cash is the guarantee.
Meaning you have to come to the borrower first.
You got to go to the borrower first.
You can't just go to,
can't go to the cash first. Because the cash is the arev. So that's why he said he was right for this man, disbarring him, because that makes sense. Now, I hope, now we have another interesting case. These cases over here are stories of yetomim. Basically, the case we're going to discuss now is you have a father. Father borrowed money with arev and all that, and he died. So now the yetomim have this debt that they have to pay this thing. And what's going to happen is the arev, without discussing with the yetomim, is going to go pay it on his own. Now he's going to come back to the yetomim and say, "Listen, by the way, I just paid your father's debt. What is the yetomim's obligation to the arev? Mind you, they're ketanim." So can the arev now go to these ketanim yetomim and say, "I paid your father's debt," or maybe he has to wait till they become a little older? So this is the subject. Ahu arba diyatme. There was an arev of yetomim. The paraeh lemalve. He paid the malve mekamed de ludeinu liyatme before he let the yetomim. Even though the father died, he went and paid the debt. Amar rav papa zehatush piliat ba'al chov mitzvah. Paying a debt is a mitzvah. The yetmeh lav benem me'abad mitzvah ninu. And the ketanim, they don't have to do mitzvot. And therefore, at this point, as ketanim, which means like this. This at most, now that the yetomim owe the arev, it's called malveh al peh. There's no shtar. The shtar was on the original. That the arev paid already. They ripped up the shtar. Now, malveh al peh, you owe me this money that I paid. Malveh al peh, it's a mitzvah to throw a chob. I have no mitzvah, there's a guy's yatom, kid's yatom. So you have to wait till he becomes a gadol, till he's hayav and mitzvot, and then you can have this discussion from the arev and the yatomim. That's the opinion of Rav Papa. Piriat chov, ba'al chov mitzvah, the yetmeh, lav benem mitzvah, me'abad mitzvah ninu. Look at Rashbam, Piriat ba'al chov mitzvah. Ha'arev, before they get wine, much before they get wine. Ha'arev atan na'aseh ba'al chov, u'malveh al pehu, u'mitzvah leparo. Ve'im yetumim pehotim yodgim adalav benem me'abad mitzvah ninu. No, they can do mitzvot. He got there when they get older in Ikhrameh. Lishta'e dina ba'adai. You could have asked the batim. Okay. That's the first opinion. However, Ravuna b'de Ravu Yeshua Amar, a different reason why you have to wait till they become Gedolim. He was really, that's not the reason b'nei mitzvaninu. That's not really the, from that standpoint, you can go after the Yetomim. That's not the issue. What's the issue? Emar tzerare at peseh. Maybe the father of the yetomim gave the malveh a sack of money as collateral. And therefore the yetomim cannot defend themselves. You're going along now and say, "We owe you money." Maybe our father paid it. He gave me paid it already. And therefore the yetomim have no, they're ketanim, they don't know how to defend themselves. So you have to wait till they get dolim so they could answer. Look at the Rashbam. Rabbi Yeshua Amar, "Le'olam yetmeh b'nei me'amad mitzvah ninu." Really, from the mitzvah aspect, the b'nei mitzvah ninu. "Kedamar be'archim perek reshum yetumim. Yetmeh d'achle d'lav yidu d'izim batash shadkayu, el ha'inu tama, d'lo gobe arev miyetmeh." The reason why the arev doesn't go to the yetumim, "Amad d'gle b'yad'ei lit'on." They have to wait till they become older so they know how to defend themselves. "V'la'zor ahar dinam." And they could defend themselves according to the law. The ika lememar imur, we could say tzelare atfese abihem lemalve behayav. That when the father was still alive, he put a satchel of coins and he gave it to the malve leftor et arev in order to get the arev off the hook. Ve'il kach, al malve al pe ika lememahash, dilma per'e abuhon be'chayav, which is maybe he paid it already, maybe he was paid already. So if it was paid already, and you two can't claim that when they're Ketanim, they don't know how to claim these things over here. So therefore, yesh so much aviyim shaltim itfis piyad ba'alhov b'shat moto. Who knows, maybe right before he died, he paid the loan. So therefore, that's the deen over here. Now, he just points over here, ulam, b'mikre shel malveh b'shtar. Now, if it was malveh b'shtar, correct. Now, once they get older, the malveh comes with a shtar. Now, you know, if your father gave me this money, why am I still holding the shtar? Okay, that's a very, very strong claim he has. And then the yitomim will have to prove, no, my father. But that's it. A piece of Mikrish Mavib Bishtar, you chale Arab Sheparat, the Hob Amuri Yitomim, the Gotmem, and the Hob the Hashik Delu. Correct. So at least when they're Gedolim, at least so far. So the Gemara wants to know, my Benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? The first reason is Piri Atho Mitzvah. Second reason is, no,
on the second case, he got paid twice.
No, Iman, maybe we're saying that.
Maybe
the father, before he died, he gave him a satchel of money.
But you told me you don't have to do that. When he went to pay the lender, shouldn't he say the father gave me a?
He's a wise guy. He wants to take advantage of the Yitomim.
He may have gotten twice.
That's why
the guarantor, he can't get from the kids unless they prove it.
So that's why when they kept Tanim, they don't know what to say.
But he's the lender's a bad guy.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course, the lender got paid already.
Right.
The lender got paid. Now the Arif's coming to the Yitomi. The Arif comes, I took care of him. He doesn't know the Arif, if the guy got paid or not. But he's coming to the Yitomi. Now the Yitomi have a good claim. If you say, I father, when they get in, they can't say anything. So then once he pulls out the shtar, which means he has to pull out, if it's a Malveh Ashtar,
right.
They'll pull out the shtar, one of them pull out the shtar, which proves that there was no payment over there. And then Yitomim have to try to prove, no, we have a deen that was paid in the shtar. And then they'll have the whole diyun when they're Gedolim. Right. But when they're Gedolim, there's no room for diyun. So the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the nafkamina between Piriat Chob Mitzvah or not? So it's Ika benayu, two nafkaminot. Keshehayav modeh, which means, let's say the father is modeh that he didn't pay. On his deathbed, they have witnesses there, the guy says, I did not pay the debt. Okay, you did not pay the debt, so according to the second rabbi, the Yitomim have to pay the arif. But according to the first rabbi, no, it's not the not mitzvah to pay the debt.
But they will later get bigger.
What? When they get bigger? What about now? When they get
Yitomim? Why can't the state? Isn't there an executor?
The Yitomim, no, the Yitomim, you know, the executor is not going to mechayev the Yitomim. He has to seek the benefit of the Yitomim. We're not going to have to give the money now. We're not chayev to do mitzvot now. And according to the other Shita, no, you are chayev to do mitzvot now. And we know that it wasn't paid. Because there was witnesses that saw the father on the deathbed. Inameh, another answer, the shamtuhu, umet b'shamteh, which means the malveh took the father to Beit Din before he died. And the Beit Din put him in chayev because he didn't want to pay the debt. So now there was a proceeding on this already. Vishamtuhu, and he died. So then we know Beit Din already is telling us that we put him in a chayev because of it. So according to the first Shita, still Piriyat Chob Mitzvah. Piriyat Chob Mitzvah, there's no mitzvah.
There's no Din to help the father out though? He's up there and he has...
No, when he becomes a Gedolim. When he becomes a Gedolim.
But then that father is in the status of not paying his debt until they get
right. Yeah, according to the Kabbalah. Right. Right.
So I think halakha, but you would want to help your father get his... Whatever.
If they want to do it on their own, maybe, yeah, but you can't force them. The point is a bit. Shalom mitam. So they sent from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Shamtu umet b'shamte. Amash, they put him in Hayrem. He died. Hilcheta k'ravuna b'derav Yoshua. That bottom line, that it's a mitzvah, and you can enforce it, and therefore they have to pay. Even when they're ketanim, so that's the halakha.
Only when he's in.
Only when they put him in the correct. Correct. Okay, next case. Metive. Arif shayash tarchov yotze metahat yado. Okay, you have an Arif. the Arev has a Shtarhov Tachat Yado, and he's coming to the Yitomim. I got the Shtarhov, I want to get paid over here. Because he's saying, I paid it already. I paid your debt back. I paid the Malveh, so the Malveh gives the Shtar to the Arev.
And you're not letting write on the Shtar. Right?
No, you don't mind anything on the Shtar. Once it's Edim, so on his side.
So there really has to be a way to prove that that I paid.
Correct.
Either a receipt or...
Correct.
To rip it up.
Then he can't go collect from them. How does he collect?
Well, that's a paid. Proof that he didn't get paid. That's a proof he didn't get paid. So he gets the Shtar and he goes to the Yitomim. He says, I have the Shtar. He says, Eno gove. Okay, like we said, according to Rosh Hashanah, you cannot go get paid from the Yitomim when they get to me. But if it says in the Shtar, now this is your point. They wrote in the Shtar, it kabalti mimcha, which means the Malveh writes on the Shtar, it kabalti mimcha. He's saying, I got it. It's written, I got paid. Oh, gove, then you get paid from the Yitomim. Now, this will only be good according to the second opinion. Bishlama l'ravuna b'derev Yoshua mashkahat la kishahaya modeh. Which in this case will be good in a case where the Hayab was modeh, which means where the father of the Yitomim was modeh, that he's Hayab the Ma'ot before he passed away. Right? He's modeh. And therefore, when it's Hayab modeh before he passes away, and now he brings a Shtar, the Arev, that says that the Malveh got paid now, and we know he didn't get paid
while he was alive,
because the father already... was so good. You get paid now. But according to Rav Papa, it's a catch because he says Piriat Chov is a mitzvah and he's kitanim and I have to do mitzvot. He says, what do I care that you wrote on the Shtar and the Malveh says the Amarev paid me. What do I care about it? It's now you're coming
even
to...
the Malveh wouldn't be able to get it.
Yeah, exactly. The kitanim. With you. The kitanim, there's no mitzvah for kitanim to pay. So how do you learn this according to Rav Papa? Gemara says Shani Hatam. This case is different. Lehachi tarach vekatavle hitkabalti. When the Malveh writes on the Shtar, I got paid. That already obligates the Yitomim, even according to the Papa. What's the mechanics? Just because the Yitomim added that, not the Yitomim, the Malveh added, I got paid. What does that do? So he says, "Ketivat Malveh b'shtar hitkabalti goremet shachiyuv shel yitomim lefrot tov yinidon kilo haya katuv b'shtar." Now it's like it's written in a shtar. When do we say piriyat chov mitzvah that they don't have to follow when it's ba'al peh? But if it's written in a shtar, the yitomim have to pay. The eno nosheg yotam ba'al peh. B'mekre zeh, watch. Anu ro'im kilo hikna malveh le'arev et hazikuyot shehayu lo. By writing it in the shtar, it's as if the Malveh now is being makneh the shtar and all his obligations to the Arev. So now this is like the Arev's shtar. It's almost as if now the debt is between Arev and Yitomim. It's no longer, by him writing that, it's like he's giving over the shtar to the... Normally, how does it work? The shtar is between the father and the Malveh. And the Arev now is coming on, listen, I took care of it, pay me. There's no shtar on that. But when he writes to Malveh that I got paid, that's like he's makneh the shtar, as if he's turning over the debt to the Arev, and the Arev therefore is coming with a shtar, so to speak, to the Yitomim. So he says, "Velo sha'arev paras tam etahob leMalveh, hetkabalti shekatav al Malveh mitparash kilu katav hetkabalti veMaticha b'mkomi, and now you're in my place, veKniti lecha zekuti, and I'm giving you my rights." לכן חוב זה גובין אפילו מיתומים קטנים שכן דין זה שישר לחוב קטנים that's only because קטנים חייב במצוות that's only מלווה על פה המלווה בשטר היא חוב המותר לפרוע אפילו בעל כורחם there's a difference between the two types
you go to נכסים this guy he becomes like a regular country
correct he becomes like a regular מלווה מלווה בשטר whatever the deal is one more case ההוא ארבע דעובד כוכבים okay there was an ערב for a chov, and he was a goy. Let's see. Ha'u arba dovet kuchavim. Ma'ase be'arev shaya arev abur chov shaya loveh hayav. The loveh was hayav a goy. Okay, Loveh was high up to goyim. So Arba, he was the arev of the goy. Okay, he's the arev of the goy.
He guaranteed the loan for the Jew.
He guaranteed the loan for the Jew. Borrowed money from the goy. Okay. So again, now Arba Oved Kochavim, the Farei Le Oved Kochavim. Same thing with Yitomim. When he paid the goy, the arev went and paid the goy. Mekamed Litbeinu Liyatme. Before they went to the Yitomim, what's the normal law? First, you have to go to the Yitomim, the estate. So therefore, before the Ovid Kochavim went to the Yitomim, that means the father borrowed from a goy, or father borrowed from a goy, he died. Okay? The Arev went to pay the goy back.
The goy didn't do anything wrong.
The goy didn't do anything wrong. The Jew went to pay the goy back. Before they even went to the... So now what? Now the Jew is going to come to the Yitomim and say, listen, I paid the goy back, give me my money. Amar le Rav Mordechai Rav Asher, Hachi Amar Avimim Haglune Meshemed Rava, Afilu Leman De Amar Hayshinan Letzerare, even according to the opinion that we saw above, that you have to be choshesh that maybe it was paid back, that maybe the loveh before he died paid it back. However, Hanimili Yisrael, that's only when the malveh is a Yisrael, then you choshesh that maybe it was paid back. Therefore, you can't claim from the Yitomim until they get older. Aval Oved Kochavim, but when the guarantor was a when the lender was a Oved Kochavim, Kevan de Batar Arba Azil, that since you go after the Arev, which is in their laws, the Malveh goes after the Arev to collect all the Chobot, they go straight to the Arev, Lo Hayshinan Litzerare, which means Rag B'Malveh Yisrael. Anu Hosheshim, not Pasat Sra de Lovel Malve Meshum, Shidino Shelovel Froa Le Malve, which means normally the law is, it's between Malve and Lovel. So you Hoshesh that maybe what? Maybe the Lovel paid back the Malve. Sharia Malve, Enu Yakul Bokus, the Arif not involved. You have to go straight between Malve and Lovel. Aval Kashir Malve, who Ovet Kochavim, Ena Lovel Matfis Sra de Lovel is not going to pay back the, because why? In the Goyim, they go to the Arif first. So then in that case, you don't have to choshesh that maybe he paid back, because anyway the law is going to go to the, by the goyim, they go to the Arev first. Anyway, so in this case over here, shekin aloveh yodeh shem malveh yachzov yigbeh tachot pa'am nosefet ma'arev. He says better. He says, aval kasher malveh oved kochavim, when the malveh is oved kochavim, which is a goy, en aloveh matfis, so he's not going to give back the money to the... To the goy, why? She can love yodeya shamave yazoi with the hot pam no sepet ma'arev. He's gonna go back and get paid a second time. He'll go back to the guarantor. Hey,
he'll go first to the guarantor.
Yeah. So therefore, which means by goyim we don't hoshesh that he pays. Speak it out. Why? Because what's gonna happen? He's gonna give it to the goy. So the goy got paid already, and that was the goy's gonna double dip. The goy's gonna now gonna go to the arev, and what's gonna tell the arev? Give me back my money. Mekevan shlefi ha'chok ha'parsi, because we learned already the Parsi chok was ha'malveh niflam ma'arev tehira. The arev by the goyim, they go to him first. So the goy is not going to go to the yetomim or that. So therefore, the father's smart. Why would the father give him money, and then he's going to go now to the arev and get paid twice? So therefore, by goyim, we're not choshesh such an item, and therefore you can go to the Yitomim, even when they're ketanim. Now we give a reverse logic. This is the reverse logic. Amar le, so Rav Asher tells the Mordechai, Adrabba, on the contrary, Afilu leman de amar, la hayshinan letzerade, even according to the rabbi that says, lo hayshinan letzerade, we don't suspect that he paid the debt. Hani mili Yisrael, that's only Yisrael. Abab Oved Kochavim, Keban the Dinayu Batar Arba Azil, since their law is that they go straight to the Arev, Ilav the Atfeses Serarem Me'ikara, if the Love was not Matfis Serorot, if he didn't give him collateral in the beginning, Lo Hava Mekabele, he would not have accepted to make the loan. Which means, over there, you gotta go to the guarantor first by the Guim. So this guy's not lending money unless he has.
He's not being guaranteed. Right. He knows he has collateral from the guy.
unless he has a collateral from the borrower.
The guarantor.
Not if.
Unless the guarantor has a collateral.
Correct. So therefore, adrabat. Normally, we'll say what? Even according to the man, lo hashidan tzedare. You don't have to suspect that there was a payment over here. In this case over here, we say that what?
Had the payment.
That the arif
had the payment.
Right. That the arif got the payment before, because the arif says, why should I be an arif? I know he's going to come to me first. So therefore, in this case, you are hoshesh that there was a.
And therefore, the Yitomim wouldn't have.
So therefore, if the arif got paid, so now the arif's coming to the Yitomim, pay me back. You got paid already from the original borrower. So therefore you cannot get paid from the Yitomim. So there's two ways of looking at it. In the case of Obed Kavim, according to Persian law, what will you, in this case over here, allow the Ketanim be able to go after the Ketanim when they're young or not? Okay, Baruch.